Now, fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip.
Well, that mockingbird's gonna sail away. We're gonna let it. That big fat moon's gonna shine like a spoon. We're gonna let it. Close your eyes. Close the door. You don't have to worry anymore. 'Cause I'll be your baby tonight.
Janet Planet doing a revamped version of a Bob Dylan classic. From her recent CD, Just Like a Woman, the music of Bob Dylan, Part 2. It's getting us underway today on Route 51 for our annual jazz show as we look at two Central Wisconsin festivals that Janet is headlining. The Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival in Wausau, where she'll be performing Saturday, July 21st, and the Riverfront Jazz Festival in Stevens Point, where she'll be performing over the Labor Day weekend. I'm Glenn Moberg. Janet is joining us on the phone today from Door County. And here in our Wisconsin Public Radio studio in Wausau, we have two of the people who are helping to make those festivals happen. Matt Bookman is a pianist, composer, director of jazz studies at UW-Stevens Point, and artistic director of the Riverfront Jazz Festival. Also, Tim Buchholz, associate professor of music at UW-Marathon County. He's the vocal jazz ensemble director here and vice president of the River Valley Jazz Society. Tim has a new CD out titled I Can't Give You Anything But Love, which features Matt Bookman on piano. We're also going to be playing music today from our other festival artists, Randy Sabine, Denise Sauter, John Greiner, and the Sid Kyler Jazz Band. We'd like you to be part of the show, too. Give us a call at 1-800-780-9742, or you can put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page, and I will read it live on the air. So, Janet, what brings you to Door County?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for inviting me via telephone. Hello, Tim and Matt. It's a pleasure to hear your voices. I am at Bjorklunden Lodge in Bailey's Harbor, and this is my 20th year teaching at a wonderful jazz camp called Tritone Jazz Fantasy Camp. It's a week of indulging in jazz and jam sessions and mentoring and teaching and hanging out with a bunch of wonderful people. It's an adult camp, and we're having a blast.
That is a cut off of Janet Planet's last CD, Just Like a Woman, the music of Bob Dylan, Volume 2. And Janet, you're at Bjorklunden, which is part of Lawrence University, and that album was recorded at Lawrence University.
Yes, many of the parts, actually the rhythm section and horns were all done, and I did the vocals at our studio in Oshkosh. It was quite an undertaking, and I think it was a blessing that it turned out as well as it did.
What made you want to do jazz arrangements to Bob Dylan songs?
I don't know. No, I'm teasing. It's a little bit of a backstory, and I'll make it really quick. The initial Volume 1 wasn't really my idea. It was a friend of mine who, his name was Kyle Kanoki. He came to me with the idea of doing Dylan songs with a jazz trio. And we did it, and it was one of the hardest things I've ever done. But after that album was released worldwide, a gentleman in Norway heard it, and had a big band and wanted all of those songs arranged for his big band. And so we had at it. That last arrangement was done by my husband, Tom Washotka, and I like to call it I'll Be Your Basie Tonight.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to having you at both of these premier Central Wisconsin Jazz Festivals this year. You'll be performing again Sunday, September 2nd at the Riverfront Jazz Festival in Stevens Point, and coming right up Saturday, July 21st at the Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival at the Bull Falls Brewery in Wausau. Who's going to be performing with you?
Up in Wausau, I'm bringing my trio, Tom Thiebo, Ryan Korb, a wonderful drummer, and Andy Sachin on bass. And, you know, I'd like to just say that Tim and Matt, thank you so much for doing what you do to bring jazz into our state, because I know what it takes to pull this all together and to keep this music so vital and visible in our communities. So thank you for all your hard work.
And Tim Buchholz, we are expecting a big crowd Saturday night, July 21st.
We're really excited to have Janet here as our headliner for the River Valley Jazz Festival, the Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival. She's going to bring out an awesome crowd, as she always does when she comes to Wausau.
Well, you're now in your ninth year, and the festival is branching out for the first time to other venues. Most of the action still takes place at the Bull Falls Brewery on Wausau's east side Friday and Saturday. But Friday night and Sunday morning, there will be jazz performances at other locations in downtown Wausau. Why the other venues? What was the thought process behind that?
Yeah, we're really excited to branch out this year and bring jazz to other venues in the community. You know, Bull Falls is a little bit tucked away down there at the end of Thomas Street, and we thought, well, what a better way? The downtown Wausau River District is really expanding and doing lots of great things. We thought we'd bring some jazz downtown for this year. So we'll have music at Daly's, we'll have music at City Grill, we'll have music at Malarkey's for that Sunday brunch, and we'll have music at Jay Gumbo's.
Well, let me run through the lineup. Friday, July 22nd, you've got the New Orleans Hot House Jazz Band at Jay Gumbo's from 5 to 7 p.m., Denise Sauter at City Grill from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and then Tim Buchholz, your quintet, will be at Daly's Restaurant from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m., and meanwhile, at the Bull Falls Tap Room, Scott Kane at 6, and then the Sid Kyler Jazz Band at 8. And then Saturday, July 21st, is the big day again at the Bull Falls Beer Garden. You've got John Griner's Swing Shift Band at 3:30, Zach Finnegan Quintet at 5:30. He's a Wausau native. And then Janet Planet at 7:30. And meanwhile, in the Tap Room at Bull Falls, the Jazzberries at 4, Restoration Jazz at 6, and then an open jam session at 9:30, which is always a lot of fun. And then for the first time, Sunday morning, July 22nd, 10:30 a.m. for people who have early church services that day, I guess, Sarah Rifleman will be at Malarkey's. Great lineup, Tim.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting. We love the idea of bringing jazz out to the community. The more people we can reach with jazz music and have them experience a live jazz set, I think the better it is for music as a whole in our community.
And Matt Bookman, the Riverfront Jazz Festival, you draw an estimated 5,000 festival goers each Labor Day weekend. That's pretty impressive.
Something like that, yeah.
And you've got a stellar lineup for the festival again this year. You've got not only Janet headlining on Sunday, September 2nd, but Randy Sabine and the Fiddlehead Band on Saturday.
That's right. Yep.
Well, let me run through the lineup for the Riverfront Jazz Festival. Saturday, September 1st, John Hole Trio starting at 3 p.m. 5 p.m., we've got the Mike Freeman Quartet, then Randy Sabine at 7, and then on Sunday, September 2nd, Sarah Rifleman Trio at 3 p.m., Paul Dietrich Quintet at 5, and Janet Planet at 7 o'clock. Janet, the jazz scene in central Wisconsin is alive and well.
It sure seems to be. And again, I think because of the hard work of someone like Matt and Tim, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes organization and networking. In fact, someone that is doing a lot of groundwork, I believe, for the Wausau Festival is Susan Weinschenk. Am I correct in that, Tim?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, she's here at camp. And she's been a camper here at Tritone for many, many years. And she's just a wonderful singer and songwriter, as a matter of fact. So I'm just overjoyed that this music is, being supported by Wisconsinites. And I'll tell you, I was up at Wausau watching my husband play at Daly's a couple weekends ago. Boy, that downtown area is just really, really developed into something wonderful. You guys are doing an awesome job.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, those of us who live here are pretty happy about it. Both of these festivals promote local music talent, and they're both free, even as they raise funds for worthy causes. Matt, the Riverfront Jazz Festival supports the UW-Stevens Point Jazz Program.
That's right. Every year we have generous sponsorships from the community that help support the all the costs associated, the artist fees, and we sell raffle tickets and merchandise at the festival, and that also helps raise funds for the scholarships.
And Tim, the Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Fest also raises money for music scholarships both at UW-Marathon County and the Wausau Conservatory of Music.
That's right. So we take free will donations. We have very generous sponsors that help support those scholarships, and we're really thrilled to be able to give jazz music scholarships to our students in the community.
And again, you'll be performing at Daly's Restaurant at 8:30 p.m. Friday, July 20th. You got a CD out. It's called I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Matt Bookman, you play piano on
it. That's right.
It also features John Greiner, who'll be performing at the Sid Kyler Festival. And Janet, it was mixed and produced by your husband, Tom Wachotka. So let's listen to a cut off of it. This is called It's Only a Paper Moon.
Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
All right, here's a Matt Bookman piano solo. Tim, what was it like working together on this? Matt, you go first.
Well, Tim gave me some fun metrical things to work with that particular arrangement. So it was challenging. It was fun. It was fast. I think, Tim, I think we did like, well, how many tracks did you do over the course of like one day, right?
We did all eight of them in a day, yeah.
All eight tracks.
You did all eight cuts in one day?
Yeah.
Honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Well, Janet Planet, that's another great American songbook standard, and they don't write music like that anymore, do they?
No, they don't. If you don't mind, if it's okay to mention that when Tim said he did those 8 cuts in one day, first of all, that's almost insane. But that's what jazz is about, being in the moment. And both of you are such incredible musicians. But I'd like to also give kudos to Tom Wyschotka, my husband, mm-hmm. who did the engineering. And he is also a musician on a high level. And I've been in studio situations over all the years. And without someone behind the board recording like Tom, it probably couldn't have gone as quickly. Would I be correct in saying that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, he was so efficient and just made everything run so smoothly. Tom was a huge asset to making that project work.
Yeah, and he actually won the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Award mm-hmm. for Engineer and Producer of the Year this year.
Yay. Well, congratulations.
Yay,
well, Janet, you and Tim worked together last spring with aspiring young singers at the Vocal Jazz Festival here at UW-Marathon County.
Yes. And, Tim, I have to tell you, I admire you so much as a vocalist. Just, you know, teaching at this camp has taught me so much. I'm surrounded by iconic musicians. Terrell Stafford is on faculty here. Gene Bertoncini, John Harmon, Dean Sorensen, Zach Harmon. All these great musicians. But what's wonderful is the music allows, I think, all of us to get together and to bring what we have to the cause, and that is to try to help and to continue to grow within this genre.
Well, let me move on. I'm determined to keep this train on track here. So we're going to go to Randy Sabin. He's headlining the Riverfront Jazz Festival in Stevens Point on Saturday, August 1st. He was a headliner a couple of years ago at the Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival. So I'm going to play a little bit of a live performance that he recorded in 2016 right here in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios on this show, Route 51. It's just Randy on violin with me backing him up on guitar. It's the title cut of one of his recent releases, Soul of a Man.
Just in time to hear the doctor and the lawyer say a man ain't nothing but his mind. Well, I want somebody to tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me, brother, what is the soul of a man?
Well, Janet, we were making a lot of noise there for just two acoustic instruments.
Yeah, sounds awesome.
You played with Randy Sabin pretty often, as a matter of fact. You performed with him at John Altenberg's annual Christmas show at the Grand Theater.
Yes, and boy, I'll tell you, and I think Tim and Matt would agree, he's just such an incredible musician. Not only plays the violin amazing, but piano, and he's just such a professional. Mm-hmm. He always uplifts every situation.
And Matt, you performed with him on this album, Soul of
a
Man.
Right. Yep, that's right. Yeah, we went up to Minneapolis and recorded that, I think, a couple years ago, which was a blast.
You must be looking forward to having him back at the Riverfront Jazz Festival this September.
Yep, I sure am. We had him probably 5 or 6 years ago, maybe, at the Riverfront Jazz Festival, and he is always a favorite of the Stevens Point and beyond community.
And Tim, Randy grew a big crowd. He drew a big crowd a couple of summers ago at the Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival.
He was awesome. Just such great energy on the stage, and what a tremendous performer.
Bookman, you lead your own quintet. Tell us about that.
I play with Ryan Korb and Dave Story and myself and whoever else is available. A lot of times David Hastings or Steve Johnson, a great tenor player over in the Green Bay area. And we play for concerts, and we also do a lot of work in church, jazz liturgy, at various different places around the central Wisconsin. I want to just echo Janet's energy, and that is that I just feel very blessed to be surrounded by so many fantastic musicians and be able to make music with these people.
And Tim, when you appear coming right up on it's the weekend after this coming one.
Yeah.
Who's going to be performing with you?
On that gig, we've got Chris Salerno, a great keyboardist out of the Green Bay area, Ryan Korb on drums, who Matt just mentioned, as well as Cully Swanson on bass. And I think we've got Jeff Erickson on tenor. I'll double-check that.
It is our annual Route 51 Jazz Show with Janet Planet, who's headlining both the Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival July 21st in Wausau and the Riverfront Jazz Festival Labor Day weekend in Stevens Point. Also, Matt Bookman, pianist and artistic director of the Riverfront Jazz Festival, and Tim Buchholz, vocalist and vice president of the River Valley Jazz Society. I'm Glenn Moberg. If you'd like to join the conversation, maybe you love the music that our three guests have provided us with over the years. Maybe you've always wanted to talk to Janet Planet and never had an opportunity. Well, this is your opportunity. Give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or you can put a comment on the Route 51 webpage, wpr.org/Route51, and I will read it live on the air. We're going to take a short break. Here's Janet Planet from her album of The I Sing.
Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana. Let me say it once again. Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana. That's a town that newly won. If you'd like to have a logical explanation how I haven't done this elegant occupation, I would say without a moment hesitation, there was just one place that can light my face. Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, not Louisiana, Paris, France, New York, or Rome. Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, my home sweet home.
Wisconsin Public Radio is proud to sponsor the Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival, July 20th through the 22nd at Bow Falls Brewery and various locations in downtown Wausau. Hosted by the River Valley Jazz Society, this festival is your chance to hear a variety of artists, including Saturday's headliner, Janet Planet. More information at wpr.org/central.
Throw my ticket out the window.
The Wausau River District presents Jazz on the River, July 8th through the 26th, a Sunday jazz concert held in Kickbush Plaza with a rained location of Jay Gumbo's, starting at 5 p.m. More information available at wausauriverdistrict.org. The 2018 Iola Car Show and Swap Meet, the nation's premier destination for car enthusiasts, is July 12th through the 14th, with special guests including Henry Winkler, the Ring Brothers, and many more. Details at iolaoldcarshow.com.
the Denise Sauter Jazz Band, having some fun on Route 51. Yes, that was recorded live in 2016 on this show. Their take on the jazz standard Route 66. Denise Sauter on vocals, her husband Charlie Sauter on bass, Jeff Erickson on sax, Scott Stieber on piano, and yours truly on guitar. I'm Glenn Moberg. We're talking about the Central Wisconsin jazz scene with our guests, singer Janet Planet, Tim Buchholz of the River Valley Jazz Society, and Matt Bookman of the Riverfront Jazz Festival in Stevens Point. Again, if you'd like to join the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-780-9742, 1-800-780-9742. You can put a comment on the Route 51 webpage, wpr.org/Route51, and we are also on Twitter at Route 51 Show. Well, Denise sang that arrangement last Sunday at the Jazz on the River concert series and gave the show a nice plug. And that's something else, Tim Buchholz, that the River Valley Jazz Society is sponsoring. It's jazz concerts every Sunday afternoon on the riverfront behind the Marathon County Library. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're thrilled that it's in its second year now. Jazz on the River, we call it. Yeah, right down there kind of by the railroad trestle below the library in that lower parking lot. It's great. We have free jazz music every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m., a great lineup of artists all the way through the end of August. And it's got great support from the community. We've got a great crowd of a couple hundred people out there every week. Bring a snack, bring a drink, and just a great relaxing Sunday evening.
And Janet, you've performed at that Jazz on the River series.
Yes, last year we did, and it was wonderful and very pleased to see how many people came out to join us that early evening.
And it's pretty cool. You know, jazz music isn't heard on the radio as much as it should be. And, Janet, it's pretty cool that we've got all of these venues opening up to jazz music in central Wisconsin, and the people are listening, the people are showing up.
Yes, and, you know, two gentlemen on the show know this, but jazz is America's original art form. And since I'm in it all week long, it's such a soulful foundation of our country, of our culture, because of how it brings all these different cultural aspects into the art form, and then not to mention the improvisatory side of it. So it's very much in the moment, and it's soulful, and it also connects with people.
Matt Bookman?
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. I would just add to that that jazz is a democratic music.
Yeah,
I think at its core that people come together and play the music together, making up their own parts as they go, but making up their own parts with the other people making up their own parts, and that is, you know, and trying to do that in the service of the music and for the betterment of everyone listening and playing music together. So it's very democratic in that way.
Well, let's hear a little bit more of Denise Sauter. She's going to be performing at the Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival Friday, July 20th at one of the venues away from the big stage. She'll be performing at 6:30 p.m. at City Grill. She's got a CD out called Just One of Those Things. It features Matt Bookman on piano and John Greiner on saxophone. Here's the title cut.
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells and now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been away. That our love affair was too hot not to cool down. Goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
Here's a John Greiner saxophone solo. John is performing with his Swing Shift Big Band at the Sid Kyler Festival. He'll be at the Bull Falls Brewery Beer Garden Saturday afternoon, July 21st, before Janet Planet performs. Janet, we've got a great lineup of jazz for that afternoon.
Yes, yes. I'm looking forward to being part of that, and certainly hearing John as well with his group.
Well, John specializes in the swing music that was popularized by the big bands of World War II. That music is both endearing and enduring.
Indeed.
The logistics of performing with a big band are formidable, having to coordinate and pay all of those musicians with all of those instruments instead of smaller groups with their smaller overhead. Janet, I'm wondering if you could comment on that, the move toward smaller groups, there's really kind of a financial reason for it in a lot of ways.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's difficult, you know, because musicians need to be paid for their time and their artistry. And the more you add, the larger the budgets. But very often, the players in big bands will get together just to play the music, which really shows the heart and soul of the people that love this music.
Mm-hmm. Matt Bookman, you play with a lot of different jazz artists. You're a pianist and a composer. How big of a role does UW-Stevens Point play in the Central Wisconsin jazz scene? You're on the faculty of the music department there.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be there. I wouldn't be in Stevens Point if it weren't for the university. So, and because of the connection between the university and the Riverfront Jazz Festival, it is a cooperative endeavor. We're able to support, you know, each other in that way. I'm the artistic director for the festival and take care of the lineup, take care of all the equipment needs, and that's all with the help and the support of the university, of course. And then it's a reciprocal, a reciprocal relationship.
And Tim Buchholz, you're on the faculty at UW-Marathon County. Talk about the role this institution plays in the arts and culture scene in the greater Wausau area.
Well, absolutely. I would echo what Matt said. I wouldn't be here without the university and the support of that allows me to be part of the River Valley Jazz Society and to do outreach concerts with my vocal jazz ensembles at different events throughout town throughout the whole year, really.
And Janet, the importance of institutions like UW-Stevens Point, which will this one here, UW-Marathon County, which will soon become UW-Stevens Point Wausau, and for that matter, the school you're at right now, Lawrence University, on music and culture.
Yes, absolutely, and I'm completely honored to be on the jazz faculty at Lawrence University. I've been there, this would be my ninth year, and I really love it. And, you know, because of programs led by Matt and Tim, and certainly the Lawrence University community, I think that is, again, the foundation of why we're able to support this music in this state. And you know what? We talk about this a lot. There are fabulous, high-level, incredibly talented musicians in our state. And people that come from New York City will tell you that, Los Angeles. And so we're very, very lucky.
Well, let's play another cut off of your most recent CD, Just Like a Woman, the music of Bob Dylan, Volume 2. Here's Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat.
Well, I see you got your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Yes, I see you got your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, you must tell me, baby, how your head feels under something like that, under your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, you look so pretty in it, honey, can I jump on sometime? Yeah, I just wanna see if it's really that expensive kind. You know it balances on your hip just like a mattress balances on a bottle of wine. Your brand new leopard
leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, if you want to see the sunrise, honey, I know where. We'll go out and see it sometime. We'll both just sit there and stare. Me with my belt wrapped around my head, and you just sitting there in your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat.
Janet, talk about the role your partner in music and life, Tom Waschaka, played in arranging the Bob Dylan material for this CD.
Well, we had a few arrangers, and Tom was one. Fred Sturm was also another one, and Matt Turner. But that particular arrangement, and many of the arrangements, because they started from a trio format, was actually Tom Thebo's. He's the guitar player that I've played with for many years.
He's a phenomenal guitarist.
That particular song, Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat, was really all Tom in a way.
And you mentioned Fred Sturm. The CD was recorded at Lawrence University in memory of Fred Sturm. Why was that?
Well, one of the arrangements that Fred submitted... Tonight I'll Be Staying Here With You was, I guess, one of the last arrangements that he did before he passed, and we miss him. But, you know, he's really here with us.
Yes, he is.
The doctor, if I could see you, it's bad for your health, he said. Well, I disobeyed his orders, came to see you, found him there instead. You know, I don't mind him cheating on me, but I wish he'd take that thing off his head. It's your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, I see you got no boyfriend, you know, I never seen him before. Well, I saw him making love to you, you know, you forgot to close the garage door. You might think he loves you for your money, but I know what he loves you for. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat.
Janet Planet off of Just Like a Woman. Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat. Another one of those songs by Bob Dylan. Great arrangement. Well, we are, again, going to keep the train running here, so let's listen to another cut off of the Tim Buchholz CD, I Can't Give You Anything But Love. This is called Love Is Here to Stay with Matt Bookman right here on the intro.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies and in time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time, the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here to stay.
And here's that Matt Bookman piano solo. Matt, you have performed with a long list of artists that include Randy Sabin, Karen Allison, Matt Wilson, singer-songwriter L.J. Booth, and the Nelson Riddle Orchestra. Tell us about Nelson Riddle, who provided the orchestral backup for many years for Frank Sinatra.
Well, the band is currently not led by Nelson anymore, of course, but they came through we're backing basically someone who's doing Frank Sinatra arrangements, and so that's how I got to play with that particular orchestra.
And Tim, you've also performed with Steve Miller, Bruce Hornsby, Patty Austin, and many others. You've performed at Carnegie Hall and New York City's Lincoln Center, and you've toured South Africa, Costa Rica, and much of Europe. Yet you prefer little old Wausau, Wisconsin. Why is that?
I think there's a lot to be had in a small community, right? To have support, as Matt and I do, to put on these jazz festivals in the communities the sizes we have, is a pretty incredible thing, and it shows just how much our communities support and care for the arts and jazz music in particular. So I feel very fortunate to live in a community like this, where there is such strong support of arts events and jazz music in particular.
And Janet, you too have performed all over the world, but you haven't forgotten your Wisconsin roots.
No, and I think both gentlemen would agree, and perhaps you too, Glenn, the world is smaller than ever, and we talk about that a lot. And, you know, having the quality of life and certainly the quality of music and artistry and having it supported here in Wisconsin is wonderful. It's a wonderful existence. And there's always planes, trains, and automobiles.
Well, it is our annual Route 51 Jazz Show with Janet Planet. She's headlining both the Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival July 21st in Wausau and the Riverfront Jazz Festival Labor Day weekend in Stevens Point. Also with us today, Matt Bookman, pianist and artistic director of the Riverfront Jazz Festival, and Tim Buchholz, the vocalist and vice president of the River Valley Jazz Society. I'm Glenn Moberg. Again, if you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. You can put a comment on our webpage, wpr.org/route51, or you can find us on Twitter. We're going to take another short break. Here's John Greiner's Swing Shift, recorded live.
I got the world on a string, sitting on that rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world. Folks, you've been great.
The Sid Kyler Dixieland Band.
The late, great Sid Kyler on trumpet, leading the Sid Kyler Jazz Band in a recording several summers ago at the Jazz Festival that now bears his name. I'm Glenn Moberg. Today we're talking about the Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival in Wausau and the Riverfront Jazz Festival in Stevens Point with Janet Planet, who will be headlining both events, Tim Buchholz, vocalist and vice president with the River Valley Jazz Society, and Matt Bookman of the Riverfront Jazz Festival. Here's Dwayne Askew, who's still playing with the Sid Kyler Jazz Band. Well, Sid Kyler led a very full life. He passed away at the age of 87 in 2014. He performed his first gig in the late 40s and led a band that entertained thousands of people and influenced hundreds of musicians, and was such a blessing that he was able to see the creation of the jazz festival, Tim Buchholz, that bears his name.
Absolutely. When I first came to Wausau and I joined the River Valley Jazz Society, Sid was still there on the board, and man, to be in his 80s and to have that much enthusiasm for life and for music and for jazz was just inspiring to see.
Well, he was a power horn player. I mean, he could practically blow down walls with his trumpet. He
Absolutely.
Was also a broadcast pioneer. He designed the Sir 7 mascot at WSAW-TV that they're still using today. And, Dixieland Jazz, there's a straight line, Janet Planet, in American music from the old Dixieland jazz that Sid loved, the music of Louis Armstrong and others, and the contemporary jazz that still attracts people to venues across central Wisconsin.
Yes, I mean, when you hear that track, you hear the joy in the music making, and I really think, like Matt mentioned earlier, it's a democratic style of music, and that is what the joy in making the music comes to the musicians, but also hopefully translates to the audience. And since we just listened to something like that, and you mentioned Louis Armstrong, I'd like to quickly interject that yesterday during a workshop, they were playing a recording talking about Louis Armstrong, and he said that every time he stood on stage, he simply played to someone he loved. And that's how his joy translated to the music and to the people.
Well, let's play one more cut off of Just Like a Woman. Here's another Bob Dylan tune, All I Really Want to Do.
I don't want to straight face you, race or chase or track or trace you, or disgrace you, or displace you, or define you, or confine you. All I really wanna do is, baby, be friends with you. And I don't wanna meet your kin.
Tim and Janet, you emphasize vocal jazz music as opposed to Matt, who's an instrumentalist. Does that give you a different perspective? The human voice is something we use to converse and communicate. Most of us don't think of it as a jazz instrument. Tim, why don't you go first?
I think an advantage we have as a vocalist many times is our instrument is relatable to everyone. Everyone has a voice. And then the other big part of this that vocalists have is we have a lyric, and I know that Matt would say as well, as an instrumentalist even, you need to think about the lyrics and the context of the tune and what message you're trying to get across, and as a vocalist we can do that with ease because we have that lyric we can sing to the audience.
Janet?
And Tim is a master at non-lyric improvisation as well, and what I enjoy so much about the pursuit of jazz vocals is the fact that I think it brings the human voice to places that, in my opinion, no other style really challenges, intervallically, rhythmically. It just keeps your instrument on task.
Matt Bookman, the interplay between instruments and vocals with jazz.
Oh, boy. I guess I really think of the vocalist as another instrumentalist. And so when I'm playing with great musicians like Tim and with Janet, I don't really, of course I want to think about balance and not covering them up ever, but I just think of them as another partner in music.
Well, we've got a couple of great festivals coming up, July 20th and 21st. Most of the action again for the Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival taking place at the Bull Falls Brewery. There will be food and drink from the caterers at City Grill and the folks at the brewery. Tim and Matt, congratulations once again
on a couple of
great festivals.
Thank you, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
And Janet, thank you so much for being a part of this show. We always love to have you here.
Thank you so much for asking me. And Tim and Matt, I'll see you. And Glenn, hopefully soon.
Love you, Janet.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Love you, too.
Well, we want to thank our guest, Janet Planet, who will be performing at the 9th Annual Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival, Saturday, July 21st at the Bull Falls Brewery in Wausau, and at the Riverfront Jazz Festival Sunday, September 2nd, Labor Day weekend at Fifner Pioneer Park in Stevens Point. Thanks also to Matt Bookman, Director of Jazz Studies at UW Stevens Point, and Tim Buchholz, Vice President of the River Valley Jazz Society and Associate Professor of Music at UW Marathon County. Reminder, the Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival starts Friday, July 20th with an expanded lineup at Wausau area venues. You can find out more at rivervalleyjazz.org, and you can find out more about the Riverfront Jazz Festival, which happens Labor Day weekend. Their schedule is at riverfrontjazzfestival.org. And we are listening to Randy Sabine, who will be headlining one of those nights at the Riverfront Jazz Festival off of his album, Soul of a Man. I'm Glenn Moberg. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Jana Schleiss. Special music today by Janet Planet, Tim Buchholz, Matt Bookman, Randy Sabine, Denise Sauter, John Greiner, and the Sid Kyler Jazz Band. Next week, our month of music continues with the South Beach Chamber Ensemble in Wausau again for their annual Up North Tour. Thanks again for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin. And until next week, we're heading out of town.